So I didn't know I had a framework, but I was out at a function one night. It was actually an art gallery. It was the opening of something and somebody I knew had art there or something. And I actually didn't even know a single person there. And I just started chatting to random strangers. And I hit it off with this guy that had a business and he was a pretty switched on cat. And not only that, he had some really well thought through spiritual worldviews, but he's also really heavily involved in business. It was fascinating. And then he asked me more about what I was doing and I explained it. And there came a point when he said, oh, have you ever thought about mentoring anybody? Have you thought about teaching somebody what you do? And I said, look, it's just so instinctive. It's gotten to a point where I can just see the strategies. I just know what to do. And he said to me, well, that's just so arrogant, isn't it? And naive. I was like, what? I thought we were just having a beer. He just kept on committing to this line of thinking and feedback. He said, you haven't worked out what it is that you do. That's why you think that you can't teach someone else. You don't have enough clarity about what's going on to get your thoughts to the space where you can actually share them to someone else so that they can also get the same result. He said, it's arrogant because you think that you've got this special magic gift that can't be duplicated. And it's naive because you haven't actually looked at the process. You haven't broken it down into pieces. You could do it in any other area of the world. Like you can do it with relationships and business and even spiritual beliefs. You can break them down. You think you can't break down the skills that you've got? And I was like, all right, this is just a little bit much. I'm trying to finish my beer to get the hell out of there. But he was right. He was a cracking bloke. And it really got me thinking, how was I going to make it so that other people could do what I did? Didn't necessarily mean they're going to have the same level of experience, but they basically had a game plan. Now, the game plan or the framework, it matches the metaphor of, say, a vehicle, where a car has all these components that are essential to having it work. If one of those components doesn't work, you've got a flat tire, it doesn't matter that the rest of the car is capable, it can now no longer function. What I was finding when I was developing individuals is that if just one area wasn't thought through, it didn't matter that the other areas were great because sooner or later they would be held accountable to this vulnerability, this weak area that they haven't developed. So this is the framework. I'm going to give you the sections and then I want to take you through my thinking on each one so that you can then start to put some of your own content into this framework.